Oh, man, this is a great turnout, man. I got to thank everybody for coming on by.
Look, what's up, everybody?
How are you, everybody? Let's hear you nice and loud.
That sucked. A little bit louder.
Come on, that really fucking sucked. Spice Boy.
There you go. We're the sports book in Mandalay Bay. What a great night it's going to be.
What's tonight. A great night? It's the UFC 62 pay-per-view tonight. Great card. Dana White was in here a few minutes ago. We're going to have more fighters in here. My boy Randy Harris, Tampa's own Randy Harris, who knows a lot more about this sport than we even thought about. I got him here today. So Randy, you just zip it right on in. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for you.
Yeah, Randy's a hard worker.
He's constantly on the grind, man.
Yeah, and you're not like that Chris Johnson guy in
Chris
town.
Chris Jones.
Whatever that fucking guy is. You know, you're a guy that goes out and does it the right way. Seriously.
Alaska investigates on that.
Hold
guy.
On, his mic's not on,
Dave.
Randy.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Okay,
there you go.
Cool.
There you
all right,
go.
Cool. Heather, where are you? Hey, I got to get Heather drunk because.
Here's to the girls that say no now, but will say yes later. Yes.
Oh, no, give that to Spice Boy.
Wait, what?
Spice Boy.
What'd I do?
No. Heather, you got to have this one. Brent, or do you want a drink?
Here.
Oh, no, hold on. No, Brent. You and Brent.
Yeah.
This goes out to the
girls. I want my cock to work tonight.
Are you incinerating you want Heather to suck your cock?
Bubba's got Cialis.
No. I took some of that last night.
Hey,
I had nothing.
Hold on, look, I got your rapper.
Hey, there it is.
I got the rapper. That puts me in a good mood. I'm in a
ready?
Good mood.
Right
down the hatch, you dirty fucking freak. Let's go. There you go. Right down the hatch. All of it now, baby. She was on vodka a few minutes ago, and now she's back over
she's
to water.
She's happy about that shot.
Yeah, where's that? Where's my boy? You know, I brought my own security. No, fuck no. Oh, you don't like the way that drinks?
Get you some. There you go.
There you go. We're partying. We're in the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook.
Hey, Billy Vegas sent us over some champagne. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Heather, did you break that out? Yeah. Hector, did you break that out? The champagne?
Was it $800 champagne?
No.
Hey, can somebody give me a glass of champagne?
Heather, you pour that champagne. I could get Heather topless, but that'd probably cause problems here.
There's some hot chicks here. I mean,
they are. That girl right there is really hot, and right there is really hot. Boy, look at both of those girls. Have them step up right up here to the deal, and let's see if we can interview them. 25, maybe you can go out. I mean, do you have a way to talk to these girls or anything?
Yeah, that's his wife.
We got
right
a hard
there.
Mic right
well,
there.
Well, I'm not trying to disrespect.
No, I know. I told him he's got a hot ass wife. I told him.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
yeah.
And that black girl that was out there, she's got a white husband, and they're full on.
Oh swingers. Yeah, there's a black.
They're full on
swingers.
And they pre-approved me.
Oh well, let's get hit. Let's talk them too.
They're gonna be back.
I am. I watch it on Spike.
Just because your husband does.
No.
Okay, I'm just saying. A lot of girls, you know, like for instance, Heather. We lay in bed, and if I can get her to stop blowing me, then I'll be like, listen, I got to watch this fight. I got this fight fucking coming up, and I got to know a lot about it because I got to talk about it.
I'd have her keep blowing you while you were watching the fight. That's awesome.
Well, that is awesome.
Hey, can I tell you the most crazy thing that happened ever is we were watching Hogan wrestle. When were we watching him, Heather? It's about two or three Mondays ago when he was going to do, and we were, he was going to come on last match, like at 10 till 11.
Right.
Well, I was ready to screw, but we had wrestling on. Mm-hmm. It just happened to be that me and Heather started pumping, and Hootie walks out of the ring, and I go, Heather, we almost got to stop pumping because there's Hootie.
So you were pumping to his intro music?
Well, no, I was trying. So Heather goes, listen, either fuck me or watch your boyfriend. So guess what? I had to turn Hogan off because I had to get that nut. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Look how hot Heather is. Way hotter than Hogan.
Yeah, she looks good.
Hey, I'll give you what I got.
I'm getting your ticket to the next UFC fight, and I'm taking you to Club Tris tonight.
So,
just make sure your wife's got a nice reveal deal.
We're going shopping.
Yeah, you guys got to get hot outfits on.
Yeah, okay. Hot outfits. You know, we're in Vegas. You can just slut it up. Dude. Heather's going to look like a prostitute tonight.
Last night we're in the club, and here, Bubba was literally pulling her top down, pulling her skirt
I got in so much trouble. I took Heather's big knockers out. I was zipping them all around. Big black guy came and tapped me on the shoulder and goes, man, this ain't fucking Spearmint Rhino. I go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. Who's my guest here?
Is that Ellis?
Jason Ellis.
Ellis!
That sick
flesh,
fucker.
Baby.
Where is he? Let me see.
How's it going, mate?
How are you, my man? I wore my sleeveless shirt for you today, motherfucker.
You really, I can barely tell you're fat. You really hide it well. Like I brought you a board.
Can
a skateboard.
I smash you in the fucking head with it?
I'd rather you just...
He said I can barely tell you're fat.
I will tell you this, though, man.
What's up, Jason? How are you, Brent?
Jason, please.
Brent, finally.
Spice boy. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome.
This is my big-titted girlfriend, Heather, right here.
Fiance.
Yeah,
come on.
That's my fiance. Times, yeah. Mandy. You jammed him three times and then did his toes?
Yeah, she jammed
all
me.
All in
three,
one day?
All in one day. She jammed. She
with those boobs. You're a bastard.
She jammed me three times, then wanted more, and then did, I ended up getting a pedicure and watching Miss Teen USA.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, let me tell you something
this
about
you. This is my wife Amanda with a big jug.
Look at everybody's got big boobs. What the hell's going on?
Well, we're not all little thin fucking stater bastards like you are. So let me tell you something now. When they tell me that you got this fucking faggot skateboarder named Jason Ellis on.
Why, thank you.
And he's on Faction, and I was like, all right, whatever, just put the guy on. I got to tell you, man, not only did you do one hell of an interview, but the fans
love you.
Fucking love you.
Yeah, I got everybody. I got people that race cars and drive trucks calling me on the Faction saying, hey, man, like, fuck you. You're awesome because now I listen to Bubba. Now I listen to you because you said something about Lance Armstrong's got one testicle or some shit.
You would not believe. Like, well, you would not believe my listeners are like, we didn't know who this Jason Ellis guy was, but he needs to be on Howard's channel. He's so fucking funny, that limey bastard or whatever
you
are.
Yeah, when do I become rich and famous and get a boob job for my wife? Because they look sensational, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
No offense, Bubba. But,
it's not offense. That's the truth.
I'd rather look at your chick's tits than you.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Where's your wife at? Did she come out here with you?
No. She's...
Yeah, what a one-way bastard. I drove
from the Faction last night. Did a show last night. By the way, I have a CD. I did the unbelievable phone in the ass live from your ass last night. Went down.
You put a phone in a girl's ass.
I put a phone in a girl's ass.
What
and
size
I went
phone?
Out of the studio. As a
what are we talking here?
Flip top. Motorola.
You put a baggie on it.
Like something.
Yeah. No. It was
like
actually.
Like that.
Oh, it was thicker than that. Had some girth on it.
Some girth. Had some girth on it.
Yeah. Some girth.
Now, what about this shit about you're gonna get hit? You want Liddell to hit you in the ribs.
He brought my own fighter. He brought a Muay Thai kickboxer.
Is he really a fighter, though, or is he just dressed up like one?
He's the fucking four-time world champion.
Let me fucking feel this guy up here real fast.
I recognize this dude because he was on MTV.
Thai world champion.
Oh, no. You don't want to compare abs, baby.
Yeah, we're a little fat over here.
Come on. I got to feel you up. Okay, I'm not a fag or nothing, but hold on here.
Hey, Kit was on MTV, weren't you? You were on...
That's Kit Cope, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Kit Cope. There you go.
Hey, come here.
Come here,
Heather. Hold on. I'm not trying to. No. Wait. You see. Hold on.
She's getting a little hot.
I'm not a fag or nothing. And not that you're ever going to feel this on me, but feel this guy's fucking app. Just feel him once. Just feel him. God dang. Hey, Kit, feel those fucking apps, baby. Get some.
That's where it's at right there.
I mean, they're under there, I guess.
Hey, feel this. Brent, feel this. Look at that fucking faggot.
Oh, my God.
Faggot.
He is a fox.
He's a fox.
He's a real fox. Say it.
he's definitely circled in my yearbook, man. He's one of my favorites.
All right, now listen. So you're going to let
Kit Cope.
You're going to let Kit Cope give you a smashing?
I thought just for the, because it's Bubba the Love Sponge, I was going to next level it, and he was going to punch me in the stomach as hard as he could, and then while I was in pain, he was going to choke me out.
Oh, we can't do that fast enough.
No. Awesome. You're really going to do that?
Yeah, let's get Ellis choked out, man.
Ellis, you're all about taking it to the next level, you fuck. Why don't you just skateboard like you're supposed to do?
I'm a desperate bastard. I want big boobs on my cheek.
You just want to get a good press release and get up to Howard 101 and get off that
Yeah, we need to get you on our channel.
Yeah, we do need to get you on my channel.
Because you are solid gold, my friend.
All I need is a Lamborghini and $1 million.
Let me tell you something. Let me do a break. Do me do the 20 break, and we're coming back with solid gold Jason Ellis because he's a fucking man, and I had no idea who you were, or did
and
I?
Yeah, you do. How does
and
it
I didn't
feel
even. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even care. And then after I had you, after I had you on my show, I'm like, man, I need to open my mind up a little bit to these skateboarding facts. This guy's kick ass.
A lot of us are retarded, but I'm pretty awesome.
And we got this one guy on our show, Manson. He's the most conservative dude. Doesn't like nothing. Him and his wife are like, you know, not shady. And she.
She's
in 20 years of my show. She's never liked nobody. Everybody sucks, and she wants to fuck you.
Yeah, well, that happens.
You know that happens.
That happens.
You're so cocky. I love it.
Why don't you bring a skateboard, do a demonstration for us? I mean, like, do a couple.
I'm a vert skater. If there's no vert ramp, I look like a bitch.
Yeah, he's not a street skater.
You can't just go, kind of shit like that.
No, I don't do that shit.
No, ollie.
That's for street skating pussies.
I mean, you couldn't, like,
fags.
You
know, well done.
Street fags. Yeah, street fags.
Yeah.
Street fags?
I'm a manly guy. I jump shit.
All right, listen. We're gonna put Jason Ellis. It's fucking hot here. All the testosterone. We're going to have Jason Ellis. We're gonna have Kit Carr. What's his name?
Kit Cope. Kit Carr.
Kit Carr. Kit
That's
Carr.
Your new name.
We're gonna have Kit Carr. We're gonna have Kit from Knight Rider. We're gonna have Kit Carr.
He has.
Oh yeah, that's
obsessed
good.
With the car shit.
We're going to have him fucking blast Jason Ellis in the. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm just going to sock him in the gut.
Like, sweet. Like a deal like
and
that?
Then what are you going to do?
Or a.
But a proper punch.
Yeah. Oh, no pussy shit.
Right.
And like a rear naked choke. Like a rear naked choke. In this whole little area.
Yeah, just do it. I don't care.
The one time he was in a tattoo shop, got tattooed like I.
He got kicked in the asshole.
Yeah.
Like several times.
And fucked in the asshole.
Either way, it's a losing situation for me.
Hey, either way, your asshole was sore the next day.
That's all I knew. 3 o'clock in the morning. That's all I knew.
You had to call up Terry Hart and say, "What did you let him do to me? You cunt?"
I felt good about myself.
Cunt?
I wasn't going to kill myself or anything. I felt like I could still live after a butt raping.
Well,
so
we're
going to
have
tough.
Kit Carr do a demonstration on your fucking ass.
My
boy Kit Carr.
I'll hook you up, Kobe.
Kit Carr is going to fuck with your whole world next. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. My boy, I love this guy in a non-faggot way. Jason Ellis from Faction. A fellow Sirius Satellite Radio guy, mind you, by the way.
Yes.
Representing the Faction.
He's already made it well known. Listen, Howard. Got the highest ratings, which means now you know need to go to the big time. You need to come over to the Howard Channel.
Yeah. You have a helicopter and shit?
Oh, we got everything. Howard makes like $80 million a day in interest.
How much you make like billions of dollars too?
Well, I
noticed that your eyes look really good. Do you use some sort of
cream?
Botox?
You drain some of the shit from your ass and put it on your eyes?
Fuck you asshole. You know what? We can kick you out here just as fast as we had you in here.
Come on,
man.
Kit Carr's going to kick your ass.
I got a couple $1,000 in my pocket. I'll give the kit to really fucking kick your ass.
Lay it in there, stiff up.
Yeah.
A proper punch.
I'm fucking lay that in there, cocksucker.
Next.
He's my boy. I got
a kind of like that.
Fucking do it. I don't care.
He
called you a real pussy.
A proper punch. Oh, I'm good with that then.
Let me do a commercial. I'll be back with Kit Carr and fucking Homo Ellis from Faction. Next on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, live from UFC 62 from the Mandalay Bay, and it's on pay-per-view tonight. You got to get this. We actually got a pretty damn good fucking crowd here today. And we got some hot chicks from hot chicks from California came out and see us with their heathen ass husbands. And we got fucking skater boy Tony Hawk's bitch is here.
What's up, bitches? You know you want to do me.
And now, how's your abs, Jason, compared to Kit Carr?
No, it's best. I probably shouldn't have done that.
You wigger, pull your pants up. I mean, Jesus.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's Bubba the Love Sponge Show live from Mandalay Bay, only on Howard 101.
The Bubba Radio Network returns after this.
But Matt does have a big fight coming up. Matt Hughes, BJ Penn, UFC 63.
That's a big one.
September
don't take it lightly,
23rd.
Matt.
Arrowhead Pond in Anaheim, California. Tickets they're on sale now. So if you're in Southern California,
that's the next UFC. That's UFC 63.
Yep.
That's UFC
get your tickets 63. Now for Orange County, California, man. That's a great venue there.
I want Rich comes to the Tampa every once in a while. We'd love to have you down there and screw with you and have Jimmy Jam come in there and show you his lucky elbow and the whole nine yards.
You know what? We've kind of got a crowd here. I'd like to choke somebody out for the crowd.
Would you really?
Yeah. Who
Jason Ellis.
Jason Ellis. Jason Ellis. Turn the lights up.
You know who Tony Hawk is, right?
You know Tony
Hawk,
right?
Yeah.
He's Tony Hawk's bitch.
Yeah. That ain't right.
And he wanted Kit Carr. Kit Carr to choke him out.
Kit Carr can choke him out too.
He wants to do. Everybody move here.
You guys want to see a choke out?
Hey. Okay, hold on. Let me get out of your way. Hold on.
Wait a second. I'll catch you. You'll fall. Wait a second.
I kind of feel like I should be doing play by play.
Hey, hold on.
I've seen this one naked choke before.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen Hughes do this before.
Somebody fucking help me.
Put some headphones on. Should we put some headphones on?
I just want a kid to choke me out. This is bullshit.
You know what you need to learn right now? You need to learn how to tap.
Sit down. Everybody sit down.
Don't fucking kill me, dude.
Hey,
Goldberg,
give us some play-by-play.
All right, here we go.
Goldberg, give me play-by-play.
Here we go. It's Jason, right?
Jason Ellis.
Should I try him?
He's a pro skateboarder.
Welterweight match, a pro skateboarder, Jason Ellis.
We got a professional commentator.
Champion Matt Hughes. Hey, okay, you choke, I talk, okay, Mr. Hughes? All right. Here we go.
Jason.
Hughes setting up for the rear naked choke.
Jason, try to hold on as long as you can, Jason.
The key here is he's going to shut off the blood going up to the head.
Jason, come on, hold on.
Jason's a tough bet. Jason has not tapped. He may go out. And he's out. And Matt Hughes holds on to his welterweight title. He chokes out Jason Ellis.
Jason Ellis goes, what happened?
And Hughes remains the welterweight champion.
Hey, I want to see you do Kit Carr.
Hey, Jason wakes up and he goes, what happened?
Jason, put on, you got to tell us the experience.
I totally
tell us the experience.
I feel
I totally forgot that I was on the radio and stuff. I was somewhere else.
Explain what happened.
Explain it. Well, I was hanging out.
And this bulldog-looking bitch grabbed me.
I remember someone saying, "Try to hang on as long as you can."
That was me.
And then I remember it started to hurt.
Right.
And I was like, "I'm just gonna try and let go and not hang on as long as I can anymore because it's starting to hurt." That's a good move. Is that a good move?
Yeah. That's pretty.
And then I was in another world talking to somebody, and now I'm back in a radio show.
You saw Jesus for a little bit.
I did. I didn't even know I was here. I thought, I'm like, "Fuck, where am I? Who is it?"
He took it a long time. Matt, did he take it? Did he take it a long time?
Yeah, me.
Kit car. Can we get Kit car? Can we do you, Kit car?
Jason Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do you. Can we do you? Yeah.
No.
Come on.
No, you can't choke out other fighters.
But Kit car.
What do you mean you can't choke out other fighters?
Kit car's gonna punch Jason though.
Well, we're gonna do that next.
Oh man, I want Matt to see.
We're gonna do that next.
He's gotta get out of here. Matt, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hey man, go fuck yourself.
It's the Bubba Love Sponge Show. I'm gonna be back. Yeah. It's the Bubba Love Sponge Show live from Mandalay Bay. It is UFC 62. It's live on pay-per-view tonight. We're having a great time. Matt Hughes is great, man. He is a good guy. And he just choked out Jason fucking Ellis. Damn. Jason Faction Ellis. I'm glad you're feeling so good.
I'm not feeling as good as you. I seen those fucking pills you got in your pocket. You're like the not so slim shady of radio, man.
We are live.
Let me pop some of those after that joke.
I gotta get him on the Rattler after
Let's dance.
That deal.
I want the Rattler.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show live from Mandalay Bay. We'll be back in a minute only on Howard 101.
More of the Bubba Radio Network after this. We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Oh, Matt Hughes, that's all you need. Matt Hughes is my man. You guys got Rich Franklin wearing it? Who's in your lineup right now? Let me get Jason Ellis in here and Kit Carr. Get Kit Carr and Jason Ellis. Jason Ellis and Kit Carr.
Yeah, here
Thank
we go.
Buddy. Thank you very here we much. Go. Here comes Jason Ellis, my boy from Faction.
Hey, how about those tap out fuckers saying I was triple X?
You're double X all day,
cocksuckers.
No way.
Who said that?
Dudes.
Dude, security, shut me down. Can't listen outside the hotel.
Well, they're running this hotel and we're not. So we're not in charge of the hotel, brother.
Why do you need to listen when you can be live here, bitch?
Yeah, tell him.
Come on, jabron. All right, here we go. Without
Jason
further
Ellis,
ado,
what's up, brother?
How's it going? It's great to be back.
We got Kit Carr.
It's Kit Cope.
I know, but his Bubba's name's Kit Carr.
Oh, okay, sorry, my bad.
Kit Cope.
I keep forgetting that you change people's names.
Right. You got your own name.
I'm Jason fucking Ellis now.
Yeah. You're Jason fucking Ellis.
After you get punched in the ribs, then you'll be Jason
and
fucking
you're
Ellis.
Kit Carr.
Oh,
what,
man,
now,
come
what's
on.
You got to get
you're Kit Carr Cope. That's your name, Kit Carr Cope. All right, without further ado, Brent, we've got to step over
just
here. You and I probably need to sit down, Brent.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's get straight into it.
Hey, just so you know, man, I needed to take a shit like 2 hours ago, so don't fucking make me shit my pants, all right?
All right.
Just do it in a bit where the poo isn't. Is there an area where there's poo and there isn't poo?
Yeah, I'm sure there
Kit
is.
Kit Cope, now what?
He's put on his glove.
Oh, Kit Cope, do you need gloves like a pussy? I thought you were going to do a bare knuckle Jones.
It's a proper punch.
I think you need to take off.
Proper punch.
I know, Brent. I want you to take off your shirt so everybody can see your rugged body.
You're kind of like a bossy guy, Bubba. It's kind of weird.
I am real bossy.
I watch you over there. You're shaking and moving and sweating, and you're all like shiny and stuff. It's kind of like
I'm bossy.
It must be a tough job to be you.
You're
a high pressure guy.
I got to keep this fucking shit going.
Is that what it is? Because I'm trying to look at. I realize that you're a master of your game. I'm just a rookie,
right?
And I'm trying to. I've looked up to you, and I'm seeing how it works.
You know me, always pushing the auction,
right?
These gloves are going to go on eBay for the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund.
What a whore.
Steals the, hey, whatever.
Hey, we're trying to do some good.
No, but see.
Yeah, we're trying to help a family.
But
and your
Jason,
tits are huge.
Yeah,
dude.
My girl's tits are huge. And
you got a lot going for you.
I do. And
Jesus,
and,
dude.
And
you're
we, and we
I know.
We screwed last night, and we pumped earlier this morning, just to let you know.
So when you take those Cialis or whatever it is.
Where's my Rattler? What do you need?
I'm not going to get laid tonight because my wife's back in San Diego. Would I just take a Cialis and kick it? Is that a possibility? Or will I end up being in the bathroom spanking myself?
Or just take it tonight, it'll hulk you up for tomorrow. Oh, shit, Kit Carr's getting fucking crazy. Kit Carr, what are you doing?
I instantly started to feel bad.
Kit Carr, give me one of them roundhousers again.
We got to be on that. We got that Spike TV show that we got to film.
One of them. Hey, Kit Carr, I think we need to have Jason against the wall
so the fans can really see a good
one.
It's
all about the fans, yeah. Great.
Hey, go get Amanda and Heather and look at this guy. They may break off of our fat asses if they see a
then
guy.
Why are you why are you fetching them then?
They're already checked.
Let them be in there.
I got so much gain that I can keep my bitch even being fat. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I seen that ring.
Okay. Yeah, you see that ring?
Yeah.
That's a fucking insurance. Okay, ready? Heather, man.
It's way nailier than those abs. Put it
check
that way.
Out. Look at that guy's fucking body. Look at him. Put it over. I mean, now don't look at Brent. Brent runs such a Gustavo type fucking.
Brent gave her the eye. Yeah. He said, bitch, if you put it over, no, I'm going to walk you.
I want you guys. I'm secure enough in my whatever. Go ahead and. Amanda, stop looking at Brent. Just look at that body. Feel it. Tell me what you think.
Rub
about.
It.
Feel the abs.
Feel that.
Go on, get some.
Feel. Go ahead, get some. Get you some. Heather's going to do it too. There you go. Heather. Heather, feel something I'll never have. Go ahead. I mean, I got all the, I mean, you know.
They're in there.
Look at that.
Lower, Heather.
Did you just get turned up by your chick rubbing someone else's abs?
Honey, kind of get close to him and show him your cleavage. Show him your cleavage. Look at this kick car. Look at this cleavage.
Yeah.
Put them together.
Oh, you make a move.
Put them together.
Boom tricks.
Put them together. There we go. Oh,
how do you do that?
I'll never have that.
Right. You're right.
Can you do that with your boobs, Bubba? Whoa. There's shit under there connected to the brain. Good for you.
All right. Here we go. You're just trying to prolong you getting your ass kicked,
he's
you motherfucker.
Like, fuck you.
Here
you
we
punched.
Go. We got,
so
we got,
should I tense up?
Kick car.
I?
How do you want him? How do you want him, kick car?
Kick Cope.
Now, can we should we put some headphones on Kick Cope?
Should I try and tense up?
So he can give us a little play-by-play?
Dude, yeah. Make me
Brent,
feel
put
sick,
your headphones on there. Here we go, Kid Cope.
You're going to make me feel sick.
Now, kid.
I don't want to feel sick. I'm
yes,
fucking
sir.
Already hurt.
Kid, Brent,
yes,
now, Spice, you take that cord and hold his cord. No, that cord over there, yeah.
Oh.
No. This cord, Jason's cord.
Gotcha.
Now, don't you guys be doing secrets about how you're going to do like a fake one, Kid Cope? Because if it's fake Kid Cope.
He kicked me on my radio show and I had to go to the hospital and get a blood
clot
drained
out of
my leg.
If it's fake, if I think it's fake, you have to lay down and let me, all 270, jump on your stomach.
No problem.
Do a fake
okay.
one. Do a fake
if it's a fake one.
Okay.
Now, hold on, Jason. Why are you bending down like that?
Because I'm trying to crunch it. I don't want to fucking die.
Now, wait. Where are you planning on punching? Right in center section? Right.
Hey, hold on. Is that wall strong or is that drywall and he could go through that?
It's strong.
Okay.
I'm not going to go flying. I'm going to keel over, aren't I?
Now, Kid Cope, don't be afraid.
Stand up.
I don't want to. The cord's stuck.
Kid Cope, bring it. Bring it, bitch.
I can't.
Here we go. Ready? Hold on. Give us a Kid Cope. Give us a 3, 2, 1. Your microphone's on.
Fuck.
Get ready.
Just fucking do it.
Here we go.
Can I take this off?
Yeah. Take it off.
I need to get, some good leverage.
Kid Cope. Audibly out loud, give us a 3, 2, 1. Here it comes.
Don't make me put my pants, dude.
Hold on, Brent. Okay, Brent needs to move. Okay, ready?
You all right, Jason? Jason, say something. Say something.
His mic's on.
Mixed martial arts.
Say something.
Then Kid Cope helps him up. Get up, man.
I'm all right.
Lift up the shirt. Lift up the shirt.
Let's hear it for Ellis.
Ellis took a shot.
He goes, I'm all right. I'm all right, mate. Hey, I'm all right, mate.
Look, it's bubbling up. Look.
I'm all right, mate. Hey.
That's a 4-time Muay Thai champion.
I'm all right, mate.
Martial arts right there. That's a 4-time Muay Thai champion.
Kid Cope.
Not Jimmy Jam Muay Thai. Real Muay Thai.
Get Kid Cope a microphone. I'm all right, mate.
Just so the ladies know. I'm all right. Oh, no, it's still totally do you.
Oh,
I wasn't
you.
Married. Just not you, Kit. Don't get all happy.
Hey, I got you, baby.
We are live from Mandalay Bay. Kit, did you bring it? Did you bring it?
Oh, yeah, I gave him a good one.
Jason, you're a nut. You know, you are a star.
Thank you.
Seriously.
We got to sign him. We can't sign him.
I got to sign you to a Bubba contract or something.
Yeah,
you're
that,
a fucking star.
That's a good idea.
You can have a girl like mine with big titties.
I just want my girls with big titties. I got a girl. She's all smart and stuff. She's one of those girls that, like, might have had a bad day and didn't realize what a fucking asshole I was and married me.
Right.
Then I impregnated her.
Right.
So she totally has to stay with me.
Right. Well, that isn't necessarily true.
Well, she's trying to stick with the retard. You know
what I mean? Have you heard of child support and child custody battles?
Heard about that shit. That's why I'm going to stay in the home with her and keep doing her.
Right, exactly.
But some big boobs would not go astray. I would appreciate
so, like,
that. Not that there's anything wrong with their boobs right now.
Six-figure contract, car, and some titties on your girl, and you'd be right where you need
Bob's
to be.
Bob's your uncle. I'm moving to Tampa and fucking racing cars with your ass.
No, you can stay in
L.A. and skate?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that fag skating shit.
We'll put you have to give up Brent. You have
sign
to skate,
that deal.
Skate street.
Yeah. This guy's radio gold.
He's not a street fan.
I'm like Henry Rollins when it comes to that one. I ain't doing it. Right, I ain't now, selling out those pussies.
We got a meeting with Howard in 2 weeks. Yeah. And I got to tell, honest to God, I have a face-to-face with Howard, and I got to tell him about you.
Yeah, you should tell. I want to meet Howard.
Well, let's go baby steps now, okay? He's the king. You got a baby step it. But let me talk to him about you, because you are fucking solid gold.
I really appreciate it.
You're the only
that.
Radio host that let somebody kick your ass.
How's that belly? How's that feel?
It hurts inside like hit my spine.
Lift it up again. Where are we at now?
He hit my spine.
Oh, it's getting redder.
Oh, my God, look at that.
All the crowd goes, ooh.
What? Yeah, it is red. Fuck, good to see you. Got some eyes on you, buddy. Isn't that the guy that had to sign up before that's trying to tell
I gotta
us?
I gotta go lay 500 on Sobral.
I'm betting on Bubba Lou tonight too.
I'm putting 500 on him.
I'm betting on Chucky. Chucky's a good friend of mine. You know, he punched me out already. So.
Yeah, no, Chuck's a friend of ours, too, but we're playing the odds.
You know, dude, you guys obviously had money to burn because you're all the Bubba the Love Sponge millionaires with you.
I saw the video of
fake boob girlfriends.
You getting knocked out by Chuck Liddell, man, on YouTube.
Hey, I'm not telling
you. It's funny.
I'm not telling you.
Thank you. I'm glad you can enjoy it.
I'm not telling you what club I went to last night. They tried to charge me $800 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
What? You get free Grey Goose. You're fucking Bubba.
Well, I was supposed to.
Well, that's why they said they tried to charge me $800.
No, they fucking did.
Man.
You should have your own fucking vodka.
Yeah. Bubba's fucking vodka. We are live from UFC 62. Kid Cruz.
Kid Cruz now.
You went from Kid Capri to Kid Cruz.
Tom Cruise with us.
Hey, let me have another pill, kid. Fucking whatever.
I'll tell you right, anybody who punches like that is not related to Tom Cruise.
I need to get his name right. I don't want to get if he hits my gut like that, it may bounce off and hit him back.
It's Kit Cope.
Kit Cope, 4-time Muay Thai champion.
Yeah, what are you doing nowadays? Are you UFC?
I fought in the UFC in my last fight, and then I got a nice little shoulder surgery from it.
Right.
I actually fucked up my shoulder riding moto with Carrie Hart.
Right.
And then fought
anyway. The guy that's dating Pink?
I got a fight in Japan, K-1 Heroes.
Oh, you know Brock Lesnar just signed up to be part of K-1.
Yeah, he's a homo.
Well, can I tell you something? He's a fucking idiot. Because you know what? He was making $6 million with Vince and that fake shit, and all you do is just go around and fucking do it. And then he wants to go make $250,000 in the training camp of Minnesota Vikings.
He's a fucking retard.
He is. And Kurt Angle kicked his ass shoot style.
Did you know that?
Right.
Yeah. Well, Kurt Angle's a real wrestler.
Yeah. What do you mean when you say he's a retard? Like, is there some sort of personal heat you have with him, or is it
no?
Just
he's
in
just
general?
A fucking retard.
When
dude,
it comes
he's
to
making
business.
Millions of dollars, not getting beat up, dude.
Right.
And he's gonna go get his ass raped. For a couple $100,000.
Right. That's bad.
Right. Also, you can be part of the NFL. Pay me $6 million.
Are you doubled over?
Yeah.
I love
fuck it. Off, man. I love you, do dude. That shit for a living.
Hey, you brought it too, brother. You fucking
I got him.
Brought it. You brought it, kid. Yeah. I'm going to start calling him kid. I can't fuck it up, right?
That's a good one.
I'm coming back. The WFA. Do you guys found out about the WFA?
No.
WFA is just like the UFC, except for it's like kind
World
of like
Faggot
a cross.
Association?
No. World Fighters. World Fighters Alliance.
All right.
I mean, we got Pride Guys.
Don't hit me.
UFC
I really
got to
feel like you're elevated
dude.
To hit me.
It's a fucking What
about your TV show, you dickhead?
And fucking Ellis and I got our own TV show on Spike.
Yeah, on Spike.
Called
We're
The Wild World
Spike.
Of Spike.
Okay, cool. If it's Ellis, I'm watching. I love that
awesome.
Kid.
Yeah, and we do shit where he hurts me again.
Well, look at you. You still bend it over. Poor kid just lost his solar plexus.
I feel like I could chuck up if I had any food in me, but I think I'm just going to shit my pants instead. I got knocked out the other day in Australia, and I woke up in hospital, and I pissed my pants. And I was telling him today, I was like, if you punch, because I knew I needed to take a shit, and I didn't have time because we were late. And I was like, if you punch me in the stomach and I shit my pants, that would be really bad.
That's
and
radio
thought,
gold, dude.
I thought, wait a minute.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show, and I just had such a great time, met some good people. Had Jason on a couple weeks before. We're going to start having him on more. Love this kid. And, kid, I love you, too, for beating the shit out of him as well.
I appreciate it.
Stud.
I do what I can.
And it's all live from Mandalay Bay. We got a great turnout, man. Yeah. I wish people could hear the show out there.
I wish there was more boobs here. No offense, Bubba.
Why do you need more tits when you got me and Brinsel ladies
around? It's your wife, and I feel a little uncomfortable. I just wish there was random titties over the desk.
So you wish there was more Bubba wife.
I like a plethora of titties, Bubba.
A plethora.
Yeah.
You got that from me.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You keep saying shit I get from you, man. I make a couple of original thoughts myself.
Did you get the idea of sticking a cell phone up a girl's ass from me?
My brain. Swear on my mother's life, I thought that if... From your ass.
Bullshit.
Live from your ass.
But you heard the plus one first, did you not?
No, I didn't. I've been talking about it for months. And then somebody said,
Mons, how about executing it, man? Come on.
Well, no, I didn't have bubber pull. Nobody wanted to let me put bubber. A phone in their ass.
Bubber. I got to get into some commercials. We got those here at Sirius.
I didn't have any money to fucking pay him or some fame or eBay.
$300-$400 goes a long way with whores.
I don't have $300 or $400. I'm hurting, man. What do you think I'm taking shots in the fucking guts for on
Carson?
You're
Tony Hawk's bitch. That has to pay good
Tony Hawk's himself. A millionaire, and I swing off one testicle with no money in my pocket whatsoever.
We are live from UFC 62. It's Mandalay Bay. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show on Howard 101.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.